I'm going to give you the instructions for this test. I'll introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you'll hear this sound. You'll hear each piece twice. Remember, while you're listening, write your answers on the question paper. You'll have 5 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There'll now be a pause. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. You'll hear three different extracts. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer, A, B, or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are 2 questions for each extract. Extract 1. You hear a man and a woman discussing an international sports event. Now look at questions 1 and 2.
There's more in the papers about next year's international athletics competition. It seems they're running into more problems. I'm beginning to wish they hadn't decided to hold it in our area. It seems to be causing endless problems.
I know. Not that it bothers me personally that much. I've certainly no intention of going along to anything. I realised at once that I'd be away while it was on, and I feel quite relieved about that now. The town will probably be horribly crowded. But I don't feel sorry it's coming here, though. Right from the start, I thought it would be really positive for the local economy, and you can already see that happening.
I guess so, but I wish I could feel more confident it'd all be worth it in the end. It's just one thing after another. Now they've run into other problems with the foundations for the new stadium. They're still adamant it'll be ready well before the due date, but I'll believe it when I see it. It's beginning to feel like a real possibility that it won't be. And how awful would that be?
Mm.
You'd think that with all that experience on the planning committee and the huge budget they've been given, they'd be able to do things properly.
I know what you mean, but there's no point in getting too worked up about it. There's nothing we can do to help, is there?
There's more in the papers about next year's international athletics competition. It seems they're running into more problems. I'm beginning to wish they hadn't decided to hold it in our area. It seems to be causing endless problems.
I know. Not that it bothers me personally that much. I've certainly no intention of going along to anything. I realised at once that I'd be away while it was on, and I feel quite relieved about that now. The town will probably be horribly crowded. But I don't feel sorry it's coming here, though. Right from the start, I thought it would be really positive for the local economy, and you can already see that happening.
I guess so, but I wish I could feel more confident it'd all be worth it in the end. It's just one thing after another. Now they've run into other problems with the foundations for the new stadium. They're still adamant it'll be ready well before the due date, but I'll believe it when I see it. It's beginning to feel like a real possibility that it won't be, and how awful would that be? You'd think that with all that experience on the planning committee and the huge budget they've been given, they'd be able to do things properly.
I know what you mean, but there's no point in getting too worked up about it. There's nothing we can do to help, is there?
Extract 2. You hear 2 students discussing a piece of group coursework they are doing. Now look at questions 3 and 4.
How's your coursework coming along, Rick? My group's meeting to finish as of this afternoon, then. We've been finding it really hard, but I think I've probably learnt a lot from the experience of doing it.
Oh, we still got masses to do on ours. Mark said it'd be easy, and there was no need to start it till Saturday. even though we thought it was due in first thing on Monday morning. Then he decided to go away for the weekend, leaving it all to Amy and me.
Sounds like it's a good job the tutor extended the deadline till 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, then.
I suppose so, though I'd rather have had it done by now. I've got another piece of work due in later this week. Anyway, I'm afraid it's going to be an all-nighter for me. Amy's not much help. She said she'd do one part of it, but she misunderstood the tutor's instructions and has done the wrong thing. I must admit, he didn't explain things all that clearly, but even so...
You poor thing. I always thought people were exaggerating when they complained about this course, but now I'm beginning to feel they had a point.
Absolutely.
How's your coursework coming along, Rick? My group's meeting to finish as of this afternoon, then. We've been finding it really hard, but I think I've probably learnt a lot from the experience of doing it.
Oh, we still got masses to do on ours. Mark said it'd be easy, and there was no need to start it till Saturday, even though we thought it was due in first thing on Monday morning. Then he decided to go away for the weekend, leaving it all to Amy and me.
Sounds like it's a good job the tutor extended the deadline till 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, then.
I suppose so, though I'd rather have had it done by now. I've got another piece of work due in later this week. Anyway, I'm afraid it's going to be an all-nighter for me. Amy's not much help. She said she'd do one part of it, but she misunderstood the tutor's instructions and has done the wrong thing. I must admit, he didn't explain things all that clearly, but even so...
You poor thing. I always thought people were exaggerating when they complained about this course, but now I'm beginning to feel they had a point.
Absolutely.
Extract 3. You hear a man and a woman discussing a film they have recently seen. Now look at questions 5 and 6.
So what did you think of Silent Laughter?
I was a bit disappointed. I didn't think it was as good as it's been hyped up to be.
Yeah, I thought it was weird, bordering on the pretentious. But I suppose that might be how things really are in the world of fashion.
I'm not so sure. My cousin knows someone who's a model, and she says the storyline was totally inauthentic. And my cousin and I both thought that absolutely the wrong people were cast in the main roles.
Yeah, though some of the supporting actors were okay, I suppose.
Maybe. Mind you, even though I wasn't too impressed when I saw it, it has kept coming into my mind since then. I start wondering just how much was the model's dream and how much was reality. Or about the relationship between the supermodel and the designer.
I know what you mean. It's certainly not the kind of film you see and then instantly forget. I think the one thing that made it a bit special for me was the way it was very visually interesting. Plenty of unusual and beautiful shots, particularly of the main characters. I quite enjoyed the music, too.
Absolutely.
So what did you think of Silent Laughter?
I was a bit disappointed. I didn't think it was as good as it's been hyped up to be.
Yeah, I thought it was weird, bordering on the pretentious. But I suppose that might be how things really are in the world of fashion.
I'm not so sure. My cousin knows someone who's a model, and she says the storyline was totally inauthentic. And my cousin and I both thought that absolutely the wrong people were cast in the main roles.
Yeah, though some of the supporting actors were okay, I suppose.
Maybe. Mind you, even though I wasn't too impressed when I saw it, it has kept coming into my mind since then. I start wondering just how much was the model's dream and how much was reality. Or about the relationship between the supermodel and the designer.
I know what you mean. It's certainly not the kind of film you see and then instantly forget. I think the one thing that made it a bit special for me was the way it was very visually interesting. Plenty of unusual and beautiful shots, particularly of the main characters. I quite enjoyed the music too.
Absolutely.